Welcome to the Budget Divas podcast. We have real discussions about all things budgeting and how you can win with money, even if you're a natural spender and drawn to shiny objects like me. I'm your host, Jen Trinidad. I'm a mom and wife who is passionate about living my best life on a budget that doesn't freak out my bank account. Budgeting is not just a numbers game. It's about changing your mindset about money and getting focused so that you can tell your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. Today we're talking about staying the course on your debt-free journey. I want to start off by sharing an example. Say your baby is learning to walk, and by some miracle, your baby can talk like a five-year-old. We're just pretending. Just stick with me, okay? So as your baby is learning how to walk, he complains that he keeps falling down every time he takes a step or two. He continues to say that it is too hard and he doesn't want to try anymore. As his parent, do you allow him to quit? Do you tell him that you know it's hard and that, yeah, he should stop trying? No, because you know how this is going to play out. You know that with encouragement from you and with constant time and practice, his legs will get stronger, his balance will get better, and he'll learn to walk. With time, it becomes second nature. He won't even have to think about which foot to use first when he stands up. It'll just come naturally. We can use the same example when it comes to budgeting. When you first start doing a budget, it won't come naturally to you. You will have things that you'll forget to put in your budget. Things like school supplies, field trips, clothing that you didn't necessarily have to buy before, but now that your kids outgrew their clothes, they need new clothes. One of the biggest mistakes we made was calculating how much we needed for groceries every month. We had previously been spending about $800 a month, and we decided, now that we're on a strict budget, we're going to live off of only $200 a month. You'll have to move money from one category to another to make it fit just right. And it usually takes about 3 months until you get pretty comfortable with your budget. So, like our baby example, the key is to be consistent and just keep doing it. Give yourself grace and know that the more you keep working at it, the more confident you'll become. For us, we've been doing a budget for a long time now, and it's like second nature to us. There's not a lot we need to change every month because our expenses are pretty much the same every month. So today I want to give you 3 tips on how you can stay motivated and focus while you're on your debt-free journey. The first tip is to find your tribe. Now, you're going to need to find people who will support you on this journey. People who understand where you are now, where you are going, and where you will be in the next 3 to 5 years. For us, we didn't have a lot of people locally that were on a debt-free journey like us. So we would find people to watch on YouTube or listen to people on podcasts who were on a similar journey. It kept us motivated and encouraged us to keep going because we knew they were in the trenches with us. We also found people who were ahead of us. We talked to real life, normal couples who were good with their finances and asked them for advice. They gave us a lot of encouragement and told us that as long as we stuck to a plan and didn't give up, we would get there too. The second tip is to be silent around the negative people. When you have a goal, especially a big goal like paying off a huge amount of debt, you will encounter the negative people who will try to either bring you down or sway you from reaching your goals. When we told other people what we were doing, some of them were really happy for us. They encouraged us and told us to keep going. They didn't really understand it all. They hadn't heard about Dave Ramsey's baby steps, but they were really supportive. But then we had the other negative responses. We heard things like, oh, you know, you always have a student loan. And the student loan rate is so low right now. Why pay it off? Just pay it off slowly and make use of the money elsewhere. use that money to buy a house. Interest rates are so low right now. Why don't you just use that money to put down towards a house? We also heard, you always have debt. It's just how it is. We also heard, you always have debt. It's just how it is. You need to make your money work for you by investing it. We understood where they were coming from. So, you know what we did? We nodded, we smiled, and we changed the subject. We were silent about it. We didn't ever talk about it again. If you allow the negative responses to marinate in your mind, you will start to believe it. You'll make excuses. Yeah, they're right. I should just take my time. It's no big deal. There's always time to pay it off. This is what we told ourselves for so long, and that's why it took us a while to get out of debt instead of being laser focused to pay it off even faster. So probably after the 10th time of hearing these negative responses, we decided we were just going to keep it to ourselves. Because if we allowed them to get in our head, we would never have reached our goals. So if you have a big goal or a big dream, the first thing you need to do is surround yourself with your tribe of positive people. And when you encounter a negative response, smile, nod, and move on. And the last tip I want to share is to unfollow and unsubscribe. So if you guys have been listening, you know that I am not a natural saver. I love to spend money. I love to go to the mall. I love to eat out. I love to do all of that fun stuff. So while we were on our debt-free journey, I had to unfollow and unsubscribe. My motto nowadays is, if I don't see it, I don't worry about it, and I don't think about it. I used to get daily marketing emails from companies who were trying to promote their latest sale. Even if I didn't need the item, I still wanted it just because it was on sale. So one day, I decided to go through all of my emails and unsubscribe to all of them. I mean, if I really needed an item, all I had to do was Google that item with the word sale in it, and a whole bunch of options would come up. And then there's social media. And this is a hard one, because everyone is posting their perfect lives, what they ate today, what they bought today, how much money they made, where they traveled last, except now, because, you know, none of us are really traveling. And there were some influencers that motivated me to do better, but there were others that just made me feel bad. Then I wanted to go out and spend money that I didn't have just so I could post something that I bought or did on social media. So I just unfollowed all of them because no one needs that negativity in their life. So to sum it up, the three tips are: 1, find your tribe. Surround yourself with the positive people who understand your journey, are on the same journey with you, and are a little bit ahead of you, and also those who have conquered their financial goals. Maybe they're in the retirement stage and they've been through the trenches. They know how hard it is to get out of debt and save money, and they can give you the encouragement you need to keep going. Number 2 is to be silent around the negative people. If you encounter those negative responses, you don't have to accept it, but you don't have to be rude either. Just nod, smile, say that you understand, and move on to another subject. Because the point here is just to keep laser focus so that you will not be strayed and have those negative thoughts marinate in your mind. And number 3 is to unfollow and unsubscribe. Go through your email list and see, what is that email that I don't need? Do I really need that email from Nordstrom's, from Tory Burch, from all those places that you love to shop? Apple, Best Buy. No, maybe you don't need to see those emails right now so that it motivates you to stay on your journey. And then when you're on social media, if you're seeing someone that is just making you feel bad, even though that may not be their intention, just unfollow. You can still be friends with them, or if they're an influencer, you can always follow them later. But just in the meantime, unfollow, unsubscribe, and stay focused. So I hope these three tips will help you to stay focused and motivated on your debt-free journey. And I'll see you in the next one. All right, that's all the time we have today. If you're enjoying the Budget Divas podcast, please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And be sure to share this episode on your favorite social media network. And if you want more resources like this, please visit my website at budgetdivas.com.